Perek Gimel Mishnah Tesvav. The Torah, of course, is a world of Kedusha, a world of sanctity, a world of holiness. And this Mishnah speaks to this point. Rabbi Lazar Amadoy Omer HaMechalel Es HaKachim. Somebody who profanes kachim, sacrifices. HaMevaz Es HaMoado. Somebody who's dismissive of Yamim Tovim, of Cholamoy. If somebody publicly shames another, if somebody violates the covenant, the brismil of Avram Avinu, and somebody applies halacha incorrectly, even though such a person learns Torah and is involved in good deeds, such a person has no portion in the world to come. Rabbi Lazar Modai is teaching that a person can pine and attain Kedusha by offering kachim, karbanos, by keeping the Yom Tovim and Chol HaMoed, by honoring and giving kavod to his friend and to his chaver, by having a bris milah and by learning Torah. However, the opposite, the antonym, the polar opposite of each of those things will bring a person to profane sanctity, to profane holiness, and to profane Kedusha. And that's each of the points that this Mishnah makes. HaMechalel Es HaKachim. If somebody doesn't look at Karbanos, and doesn't look at Kachim, and doesn't look at Sefer Vayikra in the proper way, they can be Mechalel Kodesh. They can profane which is holy, which is safe, and which is sanctified. If somebody goes into Yontif and appreciates a Chol HaMoed, a person can climb a ladder and grab Kedusha every minute of Yontif. But if Chalila Lo Aleinu, a person doesn't take advantage of Yontif and doesn't use Yontif properly, you're profaning it. A person can raise his friend, can honor his Chaver. A person is a Tzelem Elokim. But if you're Malbim Pnei Chaver Berabim, if you shame another publicly, you're profaning Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch, you're profaning man, Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. A person who has a bris milah is uplifting his body, is uplifting his life. But if you're Mefir Briso Shalom Avraham Avinu, if you violate the covenant of Avraham Avinu, you're profaning that. And finally, the Torah, of course, raises a person's stature. It heightens a person in this world. But if a person is migale panim batar shaloki halacha, if a person applies halacha incorrectly, you're violating and profaning everything that the Torah has to offer. Thus, the common denominator in this Mishnah of Rabbi Lazar HaModai is teaching that the Torah is a world of Kedusha. Yiddishkeit is a world of Kedusha, a world of holiness, a world of sanctity. And we have the opportunity to uplift ourselves, to inspire ourselves daily. Shabbosim, Yomim Tovim, on our body, on our guf, there's so many ways that we become Kodesh. But if Chalila, we don't take advantage of these things, and instead we're Mechalel Kachim, instead we're Mevazeh Moados, instead we're Malbin Es Kipnei Chaver Bravim, instead we're Mefer Bristo Shel Avraham Avinu, and instead we're Megala Panim Batar Shaloki Halacha, we're taking the wrong route to get to Kedusha. It's the opposite. A person who can live Yontif properly, a person who has a Bris Milah, a person who's able to offer Kachim, a person who honors his friend, these people are living in a world of Kedusha. That's the first way to understand this mission and the statement of Rabbi Lazar HaModai. But there's a second way. The Maral explains that a person is able to live a life of Kedusha and Tara, a life of sanctity and holiness, by uplifting the mundane, by using this world and engaging in physicality and uplifting the physical in order to become a spiritual person. Here, however, Rabbi Lazar HaModai is teaching that a person has the wrong way and wrong attitude for Kedusha. And explains the Maharal, Yom Tov is about Kedusha. But how are we Mekadesh ourselves? The Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha v'yisach sameach, Nagmara says, in Meseches Psachim Daf Kuvches, that means that we eat and we drink, we give presents, and we're engaged in physicality. And somebody who doesn't do that is Mechalel Kachim. A person might think, Lo Yaleinu, you can't go into Yantav, you shouldn't eat, and you shouldn't engage in physical pleasures of the Yom Tovim. That person thinks you're Mechalel Es HaKachim. Such a person who thinks that Yantav is made just for sitting in shul and for davening and learning doesn't understand Yantav. That's how we paskin chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. We split the Yom Tov. Part of the day is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the day is dedicated to ourselves. There's ruchnis, there's gashmis, and there's a mix. But somebody who's focused on Yantiv is Kulul Hashem is Mechalel as a Kach, because that person doesn't recognize that you're able to live a physical Yantiv and uplift the physicality by living Yantiv in that fashion. And that's what it means. You're mevazes hamoados. You're profaning the yontif. A person says, I can't eat kachim. It's inappropriate to eat their karbanos. Their karbanos should just be l'Hashem. It's not true. That's what a korban ola is. A korban ola is supposed to be only l'Hashem. It's kulo l'Hashem. That's an ola. It's ola l'Hashem. But all other karbanos, habaylim ochlim, v'baylim ischaprim, we eat and we take advantage of the karban. We engage in the korban. But at the same time, we have to recognize we're uplifting the physical. And the same thing as a malbim pnei chaver berabim, person has to recognize that every Jew is a tzelem elokim. And somebody might say, nah, it's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God lives in the cosmos and is not engaged in this world. And a person doesn't have a tzelem elokim. Therefore, I can make fun of others. That person is malbim pnei chaver berabim, doesn't understand true kedusha, because true kedusha is here. And it's uplifting a human being. It's uplifting a person. And a mefer briso shel Avraham Avinu is the same failure. Because yes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we can make our body holy. We can finish off the guf, as the Beis Halevi explains that the message of the Bris Milah is that I'm able to finish the job. Human beings are able to create the perfect man. A Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't bore us. Mahul. We weren't born circumcised. We have to do that. And somebody who doesn't recognize that is Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, because he doesn't recognize that human beings sanctifies the physical. And furthermore, HaMegala Panim Batar Shelo Kealacha, somebody doesn't recognize this. Somebody doesn't understand that the Torah is here for man. Ha'mor Sheba Machzir Olamutav, that the Torah teaches us how to live a physical life, to uplift the physical, to become spiritual people. That is understandable and is unimaginable, and that's not something that we were able to fathom. And thus the Maral says that that's the common denominator in this Mishnah, that the purpose of Olam Hazeh is to uplift and to make that which is physical spiritual. We do that through eating kachim. We do that by eating on yantif. We do that by raising up our friend. We do that by giving a bris milah. We do that when we learn Torah. But if somebody doesn't do them, they say, no, we have to separate the spiritual and the physical. And kachim are meant only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And moadim are meant only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And human beings don't have a chelek elokam imal. We don't have a tzelem elokim. And the body can't have a stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, we don't can have a bris milah. And Torah is meant for externalities and not for this world. You're being living in an other world, and ein lo chelek li'olam haba, because you're not understanding and appreciating what Olam Hazeh is. Thus, this Mishnah is teaching us two things according to Rabbi Elazar Bar Bedai, according to Rabbi Elazar HaModai. That number one, we have to recognize that we have the opportunity to be Kodesh. We have the opportunity to be holy, and it's up to us to decide if we are going to do that. How are we going to use our Yamim Tovim? How are we going to use our Kachim? How are we going to relate to our friends? How are we going to relate to the Bris Milah? That's an opportunity to mikadesh this world. And number two, deeper than that, recognizing that using these physical elements, eating on yontif, eating kachim, treating my friend properly, I have the opportunity and the ability to build and to uplift the physical. And that, the Maharal says, is the common denominator in this Mishnah. Let's use those things which are physical to uplift them, and not to separate, and not to distinguish, and not to divorce the physical from the spiritual, but use the physical to uplift. And therefore, we are living this Mishnah and the purpose of our creation to be Jews who are Kadosh, as we say in Davni, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvakos, Mecholetz, Kvodo. Kedusha is here. Kedusha is by being in this world, uplifting the physical. And anybody who is not engaged in that form of activity is Mechalol Kachim, is Mevazem Moados, is Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim, is Mefir Briso Shalom Ravinu, is Megala Panim Bator Shalom Kalacha, and ultimately, any of these people, ein lahem chelek le'olam haba.